You ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Good morning to you. How are you doing? What a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope you're getting a good start. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Fellows, good morning. What a beautiful day, man.
Morning. Happy 420.
I wonder why you were out in the parking lot, hanging out in the parking lot. What do you want to you out in the parking lot? Just come right in. You look like, what is it in the Charlie Brown pig pen?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some billowing out of your vehicle as you pulled in. So
billowing, Jay billowing?
No, something billowing.
So Charlie,
all jokes aside, though, it is a happy day for a certain demographic of folks on 420. So,
well, back in the day, it used to be Stoner Day. Now it's you know, going to the grocery day,
right?
You know,
so just do what you do, enjoy it, just be safe when you're doing it.
Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
How you doing, man?
So far, so good.
There you go.
Does that mean there's something in the forecast that
hey,
would
you keep never you, know, yeah. man. Head on
it's
a swivel.
It's 9:06 in the morning, Greg. Of course, something on,
it's 9:06 on 420.
Exactly.
So, yeah, got to get a few things this morning. Obviously, the Predators with a win last night, 5-2 over the Blackhawks. We'll talk about that, break all that down with Charlie here in a minute. Dallas isn't going away. They get a win last night over the Red Wings, as expected. So, it's going to be an interesting week. Certainly tomorrow night in Chicago, 6 o'clock, the national TV game, and then Friday night up there. And also, Michigan quarterback Joe Milton reportedly transferring to UT. A lot of things to get to this morning, but we'll start. Don't want to bury the lead. Preds last night, 5-2 over the Blackhawks, 6-0, and they head up to 5,700 with the increased attendance last night. Matt Duchene got the Preds up early with his fourth goal of the season, first since February 11th, and then Cali Yarncroak, after it was 1-1, playing in his 500th game, got his 12th goal, then Ekholm with his 6th, and Tanner Janot and Luke Cunning pulled it on out in the third period. So, one down, two to go, and keeping that distance with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, absolutely, fellas. And you had to take care of last night at home before you could move on to Chicago and take care of games 2 and 3. So business has been taken care of. The Preds are now 6-0 against the Blackhawks on the season with two more games to go. Greg laid it out perfectly there. Wednesday and Friday will close out the regular season series. 4 points separate the Preds and the Blackhawks today. Only 3 points separate the Preds from the Dallas Stars. And yeah, Greg, you mentioned it. The second line last night, Yarncroak, Granlund, Cunning. 2 goals, 4 assists, 6 points, 6 hits total. A lot of people are saying, why isn't Matt Duchene on one of the top two lines? Well, the coach made a good call last night, keeping that second line together of Yarncroak, Granlund, and Cunning from the previous games. It definitely paid off last night as they were highly effective. UC Saros goes 30 out of 32, just another game for him where he gives up 2 goals or less. Ekholm with the game-winning goal on absolute fumes. Fellas, have you ever been driving your car down the interstate and it's on E, the light's on, and you're just, man, I just hope I can make it to the exit. I'm just going to pull off the exit and I'm going to go straight to the gas station. You guys all know that feeling, right? Everybody knows that feeling, right? Well, that was Mattias Ekholm last night on his breakaway. At one point, I thought he was just going to dump the puck in the corner and go for a change and say, forget it, I don't have the gas. But he realized that Duncan Keith, chasing him down, had probably less gas than he did, and he remembered what his old teammate Philip Forsberg does all the time when he skates in down on the wing like that on the rush. Just go ahead and rip a shot. Why not? Ekholm puts the puck in the net. He gets the game winner. An impressive night overall for the Nashville Predators. Listen, this thing wasn't as one-sided as a 5-2 score might indicate. It was back and forth. Chicago took the momentum from the Preds a couple different times. When Chicago was able to get a goal, they were able to generate a couple of shifts in a row afterwards. The Preds then would wrestle back the momentum in the game. So overall, kind of an up-and-down night at Bridgestone Arena, but the Preds come out on top of it. A good professional victory, 5-2. Greg, you mentioned it. Duchesne coming back from injury. Listen, nobody's going to remember the lack of production, JB, and you know this.
Right.
We've seen this before. Mm-hmm. No one's going to remember the lack of production if Matt Duchesne suddenly, if that was the first of several goals that he scores here down the stretch of the regular season and into the playoffs. When Matt Duchesne first signed with the Nashville Predators team, the first 10 games that he was here, he was a point-per-game player, and it looked like he was going to be one of the most dominant Nashville Predators in history. It hasn't worked out that way, but that doesn't mean he can't turn things around. The Preds are going to need every one of these veteran players, every one of these superstars, and Matt Duchesne is a superstar in the NHL, to come along, pull on the rope in the same direction and make things happen. And fellas, I just want to point out, we mentioned a little bit about that second line. Yarncroak and Granlund, each their ice time, 23-27, 23-03. You're talking about massive, massive amounts of minutes for a forward in the NHL. It's because they're trustworthy, they have great hockey IQ, and they play in all situations. Granlund, 538 on the power play, 318 on the penalty kill. So almost 9 minutes of special teams play for Granlund and also for Kelly Yarncroak. So a great job by those guys last night. And guys, once the third period came along, the Preds kind of wrestled things back. Something I noticed that should be a real concern, and I also think sets up game two of this three-game set this week. The Chicago Blackhawks and their coaching staff saw it live last night, because I saw it. Everybody at Bridgestone Arena saw it. Their coaching staff is going to break down that video, and there is going to be an endless amount of clips of Nashville Predators standing all alone in the low slot on top of the crease, scoring goals, no contact, nobody picking them up, nobody disrupting their lives, nobody making things difficult. When you see Cunning just standing there, puts the puck in the net, celebrates, and there's still not a single Blackhawk in the frame, there's a problem for Chicago. They surrendered the hard areas of the ice. The Nashville Predators not only took them over, but took root in them and scored all of their goals. Their shot chart last night, incredible. All of them from close range seeming for this Nashville Predators team. So for the Chicago Blackhawks team, I expect them to come out a lot more angry in game two, especially on home ice with the last change. But I expect to see a different Blackhawks team in game two of this series. They simply were not willing to compete for the hardest areas on the ice, and you saw it all night long. The Preds were able to go to the net and score. Yarncroak goes right down the slot and scores. Janot scores on a redirect from the slot. Duchesne scores on a redirect from the slot. Cunning scores just standing all alone. I mean, you got to be kidding me. A guy standing alone like that in the offensive zone? Just a great night for the Nashville Predators in owning the front of the net and also defending the front of their own net. Overall, UC Saros' night's probably a little better than just saying it was 30 out of 32 and he only gave up two goals against. He made some really good rebound saves against Chicago, especially early in the game. But for the Nashville Predators, they own the middle of the ice. They own the slot. They went to the hard areas. I expect Chicago to push back hard because now Blackhawks are no longer in fifth place. They're now behind Dallas in sixth place. And fellas, a shakeup at the bottom of the Central Division. I have to mention it. The Detroit Red Wings have moved into seventh place and have surpassed the Columbus Blue Jackets. Why would that matter right now? Well, because the Predators have two games left against the Columbus Blue Jackets and none against the Detroit Red Wings. The Wings will have their next three against Dallas. So hopefully the Wings can continue to play spoiler in the Central like they have for the last couple of games. And for the Nashville Predators, continue to handle business against Chicago this week. And you'll have one big-time head-to-head matchup on May the 1st. Versus the Dallas Stars here at Bridgestone Arena.
We got a heck of a battle at the top and in the middle.
Yes.
Tampa Bay 3-2 last night, overtime over Carolina, mm-hmm. Florida 4-2 over Columbus, and the Stars got 2 points. Detroit, it went to a shootout, and Detroit tied all they could to keep the Stars from at least 1 point or none. But anyway, so Carolina, Florida 63, Tampa Bay 62, Nashville in that fourth spot 51, Dallas now ahead of Chicago, only 3 points back with three games in hand. That's the one that should scare Predators fans the most, right? With 48, only three back with three in hand. Of course, there's some head-to-heads there, right? Two times, I think, they still play.
One time.
One time, okay. Mm-hmm. And then Chicago at 47 with one game in hand. man, for that fourth spot,
I wouldn't use the word scare. I wouldn't use the word scare. I would use the word keep an eye on the Dallas Stars. They'll be on the ice again tonight, fellas. Detroit at Dallas. They'll close out that two-game set. Then they'll head to Detroit for two games. So, for this Dallas Stars team upcoming, yes, they have more games than anybody else left. But, fellas, I want to talk to you about this caveat in their schedule. We all know what happened in the early part of the season. They had COVID issues that their schedule got disrupted. They had ice storms. They had power outages. They had a lot of issues going on for about a month there in Dallas. Well, here's where that comes back to haunt them late in the season. Now, I mentioned three games against Detroit. Of course, we understand Detroit's probably not going to win many, if any, of these games. If they can peel away one, that's good for the Nashville Predators. But after this, the Dallas Stars will host the Carolina Hurricanes for two games. Then they are off to Tampa Bay for one, off to Nashville for one, off to Florida for one, off to Tampa Bay for two, and off to Chicago for two to end the season. That's right, they have a 9-game road trip to end the season. The Dallas Stars definitely are going to have a very difficult path. And by the way, Dallas-Chicago competing with the Preds for that fourth spot, they play each other in the final two games of the season, while the Nashville Predators will face Carolina in the last two games of the season. But we don't know. The Canes may not be competing for very much. They may be resting just about everybody, and that could be the Preds' opportunity to get a victory against Carolina this year, because the only team in the Central the Preds haven't beaten is Carolina with 0-5-1 record, 2-4 against Florida, 2-6 against Tampa. It looks a whole lot more impressive when you get below the cut line, fellas. JB, 4-3 against Dallas with one more head-to-head. 6-0 against the Hawks with two more head-to-head this week. 6-2 against the Wings, done. 5-1 against the Blue Jackets, two more to go.
Yeah, I want to go back to what you said about the Cunning goal, because Mace on the broadcast was like, oh, look at Cunning, he's down there paying the price. He's like, he's not paying the price. There's nobody near him.
Well, Duncan Keith, listen, Duncan Keith definitely got away with his fair share last night. He probably could have been called for a dozen minors, maybe even a Baker's dozen minors in that game. He did finally take a penalty for tripping. So Cunning was definitely paying the price at times during the game.
Right.
But once the Predators got to the third period, Chicago surrendered. They retreated. They backed off. There was a time in this game Chicago was competing. They were bringing the jam. Duncan Keith was trying to lead the defense corps. They were tying up sticks. Cunning actually had a great opportunity a little bit earlier on a redirect that he wasn't able to get to because of a stick check by a defenseman, which was a good job. But when Mace made that point, Chicago was competing. But for whatever reason, and it wasn't that the Predators beat them into submission
right,
or raced them out of the rink. For whatever reason, something turned in Chicago, and at some point, they stopped competing as hard as the Nashville Predators, and they basically surrendered their most valuable areas on the ice. It was really puzzling to see in the third period how the Blackhawks, who were very much in this game, found themselves out of it in a hurry. I mean, fellas, you come into the third period, and you're talking about a game that's 3-2. Janot scores 23 seconds in, Cunning 41 seconds in. Both of those goals look remarkably the same. Very close range, nobody picking them up, nobody touching them, and like that, it was over. Lankinen out, Malcolm Subban is in. And for Lankinen, he may be a gem discovered by the Blackhawks this year that's helped them get to this point, but he just does not have it against this Nashville Predators team. He might have cost himself the next start on national TV. I think Malcolm Subban going to get the start. He's not had a great career against this Nashville Predators team. UC Saros is going to be the goaltender from here on out unless there are back-to-backs.
Let me ask you, though, because I've heard some of the conversation about that. If there's a time to set Saros, or you just ride him all the way through, would that be tomorrow night maybe to let Pekka get in there? Because you're going to ride him all the way out and hopefully into the playoffs too. Is there a time that he might need to sit, or is it with him young enough, 48 hours apart, probably enough?
Not too concerned about 48 hours apart. After all, John Hines has played this goaltender on back-to-back nights less than 24 hours between the end of a game and the start of the next game. Quick schedule analysis, I think Wednesday, Friday, UC Saros in net, the 26th to 27th, that's next Monday, next Tuesday here at Bridgestone Arena, the Florida Panthers. I think that's the next time that you see Pekarinen on the ice. That will be the last back-to-back that is currently scheduled for the Nashville Predators, unless things change. So I think that Pekarinen gets the Florida Panthers for one of those two games, and then you might see Pekarinen get the Columbus Blue Jackets for one of those two games. Then it just depends on what happens with the Carolina Hurricanes. But I do think UC Saros gets the majority of the starts down the stretch here, and there's no reason why you shouldn't ride him. After all, this is a much shorter season than the traditional season. It's only a 56 compared to an 82 game. a starting goaltender in the NHL can make 40 starts, no problem. That's what you'd be asking UC Saros to make if he rides it out.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Tomorrow night at 6 on NBC Sports Network, and then Friday at 7 before they return home for the back-to-back Monday-Tuesday against the Panthers. Vanderbilt, Austin Peay tonight, baseball 6:15. We got the pregame 6:30. Of course, Mississippi State comes to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The new rank. Listen to this. I done did it.
I was having my supper last night and I read it down.
I did, and it reads like this.
Okay.
USA Today coaches poll: 1 Arkansas, 2 Vanderbilt, 3 Texas, 4 Mississippi State, 5 Tennessee. So 4 of the 5, and including Mississippi State, who's coming in here this weekend,
yeah.
4th in the country. You go from back-to-back top 10s. Also, Division I baseball, another poll. Vanderbilt is 2, Mississippi State is 4, Tennessee is 6. And then Baseball America, Arkansas 1, Mississippi State 2, Vandy 3, Tennessee 7.
Okay.
So just some samples of some baseball polls.
So now which poll do you normally go by? I know we talked about this.
Baseball America.
Baseball America and the coaches poll.
And the USA Today coaches poll. That's done by the Coaches Association. And,
gotcha.
And I really think baseball coaches, I'm not much on coaches poll, but I think in baseball they pay more attention to getting it right because they have time to also.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on you there, but it's less, there seems to be less axes to grind amongst baseball coaches than there would be football coaches and even basketball coaches. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to, and I don't think they're going to, you know, give it like Spurrier did to his media relations director. Yeah.
Well, you do it.
How did I vote this week?
Yeah. Who'd I vote for?
We're South Carolina. But anyway, all right. That gets us going this morning. Teresa Walker couldn't make it yesterday. She is making it today. And we talked about this. Coming up after the break, the legend Hope Hines. We don't have Hope on enough, number one.
Right.
Number two, just a whole new generation is learning of Tennessee State's football tradition because of Eddie George's hire. And Hope used to do the John Merritt Coaches Show, and the stories he probably has more stories he can't tell about John Merritt than he can.
Doesn't mean we won't ask.
But we'll certainly we'll have Hope on coming up after the break. Obviously, your phone calls throughout the morning. Do want to get to the fact that Michigan quarterback Joe Milton is transferring to Tennessee. They're actually having to build a larger quarterback room.
I'm telling you. What, they got five scholarships?
Five
QBs on scholarship
now? One or two, or I can't. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
With Bailey Harrison and Maurer, neither one of them recruited. Well, Bailey wasn't recruited by this class, and then you got the kid from Wake Forest, Hooker.
Right.
So yeah, we'll talk all about that a little bit. And Caden Salter, the freshman that they did continue recruiting after the change, so it's should be interesting. We'll get all of that. But coming up after this break, the legendary Hope Hines.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather. And add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types, and when you win, FanDuel will get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up, use the promo code BKING.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today's sunshine. Highs around 74. Tonight, increasing clouds. Lows near 37. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 54. Thursday, sunshine. High 61. Sunny for Friday. High 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. When we talk, the adjective legend or the term legend is loosely thrown around these days, but not with Hope Hines. Really one of the iconic sportscasters, not only in Nashville, Tennessee, but around the country over the years. And we don't have him on the radio enough, quite frankly.
Well, he's too busy golfing and living his life to come on and hang out with us two jabronis.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy's packing. Well, first off, he's packing like a mining mule, okay? You know, so good morning, Hope. How you doing?
Hope, man? How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful, guys, and everything you guys said is exactly right. I agree with all of it, every bit of it.
How you hitting them these days?
You know what? I'm really not. I had some elbow surgery about a month ago, and my doctor said, nope, you don't be swinging any golf clubs for a while. So I haven't, and I'll get back into it here in the next few weeks. But, you know, I don't like to play ugly golf, and I play a lot of ugly golf, so I try not to play as much as I used to. I guess I need to go back and practice more, don't I, guys?
Well, let me.
By the way, Greg, yeah, Cole, yes. you want to apologize to me?
For
calling me at 5 minutes before you.
I know. Well, I called last week and got him on, and then something happened. Blah blah blah. And then I just wigged out because I had left 925 open, and I go crap. So say thanks for busting me on air, Hope. Appreciate it, man. Let me. I do want to go. Go ahead.
You remember when? When we did the TV talk show, I used to bust you all the time.
Oh, yeah, you'd get your 8 o'clock thing. I was, like, in reserve. One night he called me at 6:30. Somebody had canceled. Mm-hmm. And I stayed, and it was the biggest snowstorm in, like, 5 years. I get trapped in the city because I waited around to do Hope, his little TV thing that he did with his talking phone. He used to have that phone sitting up there, the phone talk, this little talking phone.
You're talking about Sportsline,
yes,
on News Channel 5 Plus,
exactly.
Our sister cable station? I love doing that show,
yeah.
Hope.
It looked like that phone was on the Andy Griffith show.
Thank you for bequeathing that show to me. It's an honor to sit in that chair and do that show.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoy it. By the way, you do a great job. Well, both of you guys, of course, do great jobs, and I listen to you as often as I can, so. We'll throw the compliments right back to you.
I appreciate that.
Well, let me ask, the golf tournament, is it coming back for the Baptist Children's Home? I mean, I know you did it for like 25, 26 years. We would always come out and do the show out there at it. Is it coming back this year?
Yes, it'll be on the 14th of June.
All right.
At Nashville Golf and Athletics out there where we've been for the past, I guess, 6 or 7 years. And we we love it out there. But you know, it's a great great place to be. The people are so cordial and welcome us because they believe in what we're doing and the children's home, and we just have a great time with a lot of people. And folks, you've been a part of it, even when you weren't there, we felt your spirit. But you're welcome. You're welcome anytime you want to come. But yeah, on the 14th, we're looking forward to it.
Well, as we get closer, we certainly want to help promote it because it's amazing what the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home does with everybody that they reach out and quite frankly support. Hope, we were talking with the hiring of Eddie George at Tennessee State University. I'm one. I'm gonna get your initial thoughts when that came about, but mainly a whole new audience because of this hire is being turned on to the tradition of TSU football. John Merritt, Joe Gilliam, Jefferson Street, all the different things, the Hall of Famers, over 100. TSU alum have played in the NFL, which is pretty amazing in and of itself. But your thoughts on the Eddie George hire at TSU initially?
I would love to do that. When I first saw that, my initial thought was this, guys. Eddie George is going to do more for Tennessee State University than just football, trust me. There will be people out there that will be drawn to the university because of Eddie, and then, of course, the football program as well. But I got to believe not only is it a breath of fresh air. Now, whether he's a good head coach or not, we don't even care about right now at this point. And guess what? Neither did TSU. They didn't hire him because he was a proven head coach. They hired Eddie George for all of the other reasons that you hope somebody has when you hire them, you know. And then that is respect, a huge name. And he does have a huge name, just not as a head coach. But he's going to bring that spotlight with him wherever he goes, and people are going to be so interested, especially this first year. And they're going to go out and campaign for money, and people are going to give money because they believe in Eddie George. That's exactly what this whole hire is about. And the other thing I thought about when I saw that was that everything that Eddie has touched and done, he has prospered at. You know, whether it be acting or whether it be in the landscape world, whether it be in the restaurant business, and there may be some other businesses I'm not aware of that he's involved in, and everything he's ever done in his life, even if you look back in his college days. You know, Eddie started off at military school, and he told me often, he said, that's where I got all of my training, and his mother. His mother was bigger than the military school, trust me, and I don't even know if she's still living. I hope she is. But she was a huge influence in his life. But look, to answer your question, Eddie George is a great hire, and he hadn't won a game, and he may not win a game. No, he'll win a game. He'll win some games, but he's a great hire, in my opinion.
Hope, you obviously you know Eddie very well. You covered him from his days, you know, with the Tennessee Titans, and I think you nailed it. You know, just the fact that we were talking about it, he's smart enough to know what he doesn't know, and he'll surround himself with a good staff and good support people. And I think that, you know, the chances are pretty good he's going to figure this thing out, and as you said, you know, win his fair share of games.
Well, the first person, I would think one of the first people he called was Jeff Fisher. And he will rely on Jeff. And I'll tell you what, Jeff will jump in there with him with great enthusiasm for two reasons. Because Jeff just loves coaching, number one. But number two, Eddie is his man. And Eddie played for him. He wants to see Eddie succeed. And I will grant you that Jeff will be advising him on coaches, on technique, on offense and defense. He'll do all of that. So he's going to have good people surrounding him. And I think the best thing that Eddie can do is, because it's going to be on-the-job training, no question about it, it always is for a first-time head coach, no matter who you are or where you've been. But Eddie hadn't even coached at any level, really. So, yeah, he's going to surround himself, and I think the best thing Eddie can do is try to stay out of the way as much as he can and let the guys do what they do, and then let him just go through that absorption and learning process on every level. You know, he's going to be gauged on Saturdays as to how he manages the game, so he's going to have to learn that as well. So he's got a full plate, but I know he is full of enthusiasm, and he can see nothing but rainbows.
Well, and the attention that obviously Deion Sanders at Jackson State, and you know, one little sidebar, you talk about coaches that not necessarily having the coaching background or build up to a certain point where they can have a, like a Power 5 job, but you look at Juwan Howard at Michigan, Penny Hardaway at Memphis, although he had some coaching, but not at that level. Stackhouse had some D-League coaching, but nothing of this into, you know, so the trend is there, but there's also the trend now, the attention just to where our country's consciousness is, and also just having the names. Boy, you hear the rumors of other names that want to come out and coach HBCUs. The spotlight that Eddie and Dion and everything else that's happening right now, HBCUs are in the limelight for the first time in maybe three or four decades, or maybe even before integration of football, quite frankly.
So you're right. For these two hires, the resurrection of historically black universities is being lifted up once again, and that's a great thing. Dion, of course, is going to make the most noise because that's what he does. Eddie is not a noisemaker. Eddie is anything but that. But both are going to have spotlights on them. Dion, is this prime? What do they call him now? Prime coach.
Coach Prime,
and that's a great name for him. But here's the thing people need to realize about Eddie and about both of these guys. They both are cut from the same kind of cloth. They both are winners. Mm. And you see, that's the number one ingredient. If you've got that innate quality about you, just as I said about Eddie, everything he touches, and I think the same thing about Dion. Basically, Dion has been very successful at everything he's done, as far as I know. So all they got to do is just apply those techniques and those things that they have as innate. You know, God bless them both with just great, great talent. And so they're going to do well. And I think it's going to be fun to see on Saturdays here at home the people in the stands and the different people that have never been to Tennessee State football before. They want to come and see what an edgy Eddie George coach team is going to look like. And that'll sell a lot of tickets.
Talking with legendary Nashville sportscaster Hope Hines here on the Greg Pogan, John Burton show. And yeah, you nailed it. And I, unfortunately, like I said, I never had a chance to cover Eddie as a player. I know him a little bit through some dealings, in and around town, but he just seems like the type of guy when he was playing, you know, you talk about leadership, you talk about setting an example. I mean, You look at where this Tennessee State program is. I know they want to upgrade the workout facilities. I mean, Eddie George comes to town. He's in better shape than most of his players still in his mid 40s. I mean, I think he's really going to have a positive influence on these young men in terms of just how you approach the game and how you approach what you do to prepare to play the game. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie's going to touch every aspect of a young man's life. And because that's how he was brought up. You know, he was instilled, and as I said, the military school helped shape and form him, his mother raising him, teaching him the right kind of character. All of that was instilled in him. And, you know, he can't help. That stuff can't help but spill over into his assistant coaches and into his players as well. So there's going to be a lot of Eddie George to be spread around that program at Tennessee State University. And I'm just telling you, I think people that are alumni, whether they ever cared about football or not, they are seeing a new light and sunshine. And, man, I think they're excited. I think they can't wait to see what this program is going to do. And here's the other thing. We haven't even mentioned recruiting. Now, I have no idea, but I got to believe that if Eddie George calls a kid on the phone, sure, you have to be a certain age to know who Eddie George is. It's just like anything else, but they will learn quickly who Eddie George is and who Eddie George is all about. Same thing with Deion Sanders. You know, Deion's going to call a lot of kids. They don't know who Deion Sanders is for that. You know, not like they know some of the other guys today because they're too young. But once Eddie gets indoctrinated into their homes and visits and just shakes hands and with that big smile he's got, wraps his arm around those kids and says, son, together, we're going to be a great, great success. I mean, what else do you need? That's like Big John Merritt. You talked about Big John. John was, if I had one word to describe John Merritt, it would be this: force. Mm. He was a force in every aspect of his life. And Eddie George is also cut from the same mold. He is a force.
Well, and I remember the first time I ever saw Hope on TV, living in Bowling Green, on Sunday mornings hosting the John Merritt TV show, and it was classic because, quite frankly, you never knew where that thing was going to go, did you, Hope? I mean, you know.
No. And that was the beauty of sitting alongside John Merritt and not ever knowing, because I could ask him a question. He might hear it and he might not. It didn't matter. He was going to go where he wanted to go. So I learned to just keep my questions to a minimum and just let him talk and spin his tales. And you know what? John Merritt would be the first to tell you he was really not a head coach, but he was everything else. And so, you know, he made the program. He was the face of the program. And, you know, he was such a personality. And people just loved him. And that show, I've said it many times, in Nashville, in those years when he and I did that program, not because of me, but because of him, was the highest rated program in the city at that time slot during those years, because people just loved it. Whether they liked TSU or football or whatever, you had to have you some John Merritt on a Sunday.
Well, and what you described almost would describe Eddie now being the CEO. One thing Coach Merritt surrounded himself by Hall of Fame coaches, assistant coaches.
Absolutely.
Certainly, Coach Gilliam's in the College Football Hall of Fame. You know, you ever heard of the Too Deep, or you ever heard of press coverage? He invented all that stuff. So anyway, can I tell him my line? But you know, I got to let Hope hear my line.
Of course,
you know, John.
Yes.
All right, you're just talking about recruiting. Eddie George coming in, Dion coming in. Of course, you always want to get to the mother, because obviously that's important in recruiting. The difference between Dion and Eddie: the mother wants to party with Dion but wants to marry Eddie.
Right. That's a pretty good analogy.
I'm proud of it, obviously.
He's used it a few times.
Well, you're going to be doing the games, right?
Yeah, I guess, unless they hire Mike Keith.
Well, I tell you what, you better stay short.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Eddie may fire you.
Yeah. I've been fired by a lot worse, let me tell you that. I mean, Hope, always fun, man. You know what?
All
I
right,
think
guys.
Of you. You were so kind to me when I got here back whenever that was. But and we want to help with the tournament, so I'll be in touch with you here in the next few weeks, how we can get involved again like we've been, you know, what, the last 7, 8, 10 years here at the station. So definitely want to do that.
And Hope, I definitely want to sit down and grab a meal with you at some point.
Make John pay.
Hey, Hope. I'll pay. For Hope Hines, I'll pay.
Guys, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. I admire both of you. Love both of you. Just keep doing what you're doing. We need guys like you on the air, and you make our lives delightful. And our paths will cross at some point down the line. And Big John, tell everybody back at the Big Nickel, I said hello.
I certainly will. We love you too.
See you, Hope.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Hope.
Bye.
All right, Hope Hines. What can you say? just
those mic drop.
Those John Merritt shows.
Yeah, I heard they were legendary.
Oh, you need to. I wonder if you still have them.
You know, I'm
going to
ask Brian if we can dig some up. He would know where they were. I'll ask some of our engineers.
You watched it because you never knew what was going to happen.
It was kind of like the Bear Bryant show for HBCUs. Because I heard the old Bear would sit there and eat Golden Flake potato chips and, you know, drink Dr. Peppers.
Yeah,
and,
wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah. Yeah, what was in that? All right, hey, let's take a break. We're wide open to the top of the hour. 615-844-5600. Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you could make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And their free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stay a part of hospitality with a career at the Omni Nashville Hotel, the key to Music City. We invite you to attend our job fair on Thursday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are hiring for full-time hours at a competitive wage with great benefits, with available positions in culinary arts, engineering, food and beverage, front office, housekeeping, laundry, loss prevention, spa, and stewarding. Online applications must be submitted prior to attending the job fair. For more information and to apply online, visit omnihotels.com/careers. Omni Nashville Hotel is an equal opportunity employer.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
+615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, please do. Mike Lawrence checking in from the borough. Just want to know when that Vandy game is tonight, 6:15. The pregame, 6:30, with Austin Peay in town. And then Mississippi State comes to town. And they're in, well, they're number two in one poll in the country, number four in another one, and in USA Today, number four. So I sampled three different top 25s, and Mississippi State's in the top five in all three of them.
Is that good?
Yeah, and Tennessee was in the top five, and all three of them ones last week I sampled. Yeah, that is good, John. SEC. Another quarterback, we touched on it earlier, Joe Milton, transferring in the portal. He will graduate in May, but he still has three seasons of eligibility. He's already enrolled in the spring semester. He's listed on the UT student registry right now. Had five starts last year and over 1,000 yards, four touchdowns. Four interceptions, but got pulled late and everything. But as it turned out, had thumb surgery on his pitching hand, if you will, on his throat. So we'll see. Obviously, there's the history there of Heupel when he was the offensive coordinator at Missouri. He recruited Milton. Milton's from Orlando, where Heupel's been the past 3 years. So interesting, now with sophomores Brian Maurer, these are uprising sophomores, Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey, the graduate transfer Hendon Hooker from Wake Forest, and then the freshman Caden Salter, who is suspended for the spring. That's five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's probably too many.
Probably. I mean, I'm sure one or two are going to transfer and, you know, something like that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess Heupel figured you can never have enough quarterbacks and kind of let it all sort itself out.
Well, I don't think Maurer or Bailey will fit what they want to do necessarily. Bailey, maybe. I don't know. And Salter is so far behind now,
right,
after missing the spring. And if you're sitting there, though, you're Hooker, and you said, man, I've transferred in. I'm a graduate transfer. And then you bring in another one in on top of it. So
yeah, he's got to be like, what up with that? Or something.
What's that?
Something
that's that Saturday Night Live thing. What's up with that?
Yeah.
What's up with that? But he's a big kid, Milton. Young man, 6'5", 240. I'm going to call him a kid.
They're all kids to us,
yeah,
Greg.
6'5", 240, four-star out of Orlando. And their spring game, UT spring game, is Saturday.
Yeah, so we'll get a look at some of these guys, see what they can do, and you know, try to get a feel for what Heupel's offense might look like in the early going. So I'm looking forward to that.
Also, sad news: Scottie Pippen's eldest son. Did you see this? 33 years old, Antoine Pippen passed away. The cause not known. He had chronic asthma. Reportedly, he had played college ball at Texas A&M International, among other, and a couple other stop, one other stop. But yeah, that just sort of out of left field. Again, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't see that. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's tragic.
33 years old.
Man, and thoughts and prayers to the Pippen family for that.
And last night, the Nuggets and the Grizzlies, double overtime, third game of their seven-game road trip. They had started out by beating the Bulls and the Bucks, but Nikola Jokic, man, 47 points and 15. Of course, they had two extra periods to do it, but still 47 points. But I was in and out of that game. My Brewers were playing the Padres last night on the West Coast, and I had one eye open, you know, those one-eye leaner type things.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're going around the horn, your Yankees will be hosting the Braves.
Yeah.
And it will be on our radio station this afternoon at 5:35.
Yeah, and the Yankees are playing like hot garbage, and I believe the Braves took 2 out of 3 in Chicago over the Cubs over the weekend. So
they did.
Yeah, so two teams seemingly going in opposite directions, Braves and Yankees. As a Yankee fan, I'm not very optimistic. They're Yankees right now 5-10. They have they're the last place team in the American League right now.
Do they have too many boppers?
Yeah, you know what it is. They tried to build a team around one good pitcher. You know, they took a chance on Corey Kluber, who really didn't pitch last year. Jameson Taillon, who didn't really pitch last year. Jordan Montgomery's okay. They're going to get Severino back at some point, but their pitching has not been good other than Garrett Cole. And their lineup is just horrible right now. They're taking horrible approaches at the plate. They're striking out too much. They're not putting the ball in play. You know, Gleyber Torres is scuffling mildly. Aaron Hicks, they got him batting third. He can't hit a lick. You know, Judge and Stanton, we know them. They're all or nothing. They're either going to hit a home run or strike out. You know, Gary Sanchez, who batted, I think, 147 last year, not off to a good start. So their lineup is really struggling, and they're just, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, you know, they're going to hit. They're going to come around. Well, it may be too late by the time these guys come around. So, you know.
Well, the good news for the Braves, or the great news for the Braves, that Acuña Jr. with the abdominal strain, it's called a mild abdominal strain. And so he's day-to-day. So that's,
aren't we all?
You know, well, you know, but I guarantee there aren't Braves fans. If I flip over dead right now, they give a rat's. But Ronald Acuña, yeah, they care about
him.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was player of the week last week.
So the Yankees get a break because they might not see Acuña in this series, and the Braves get a break because they will not see Garrett Cole. So
there you go. He was player of the week last week. Acuña was. He batted .385. With a 5.15 on base percentage, and all these other numbers, I don't, you know, 2.48 WAR RC plus and 0.7 F WAR. There you go.
Yeah, are you a big analytics guy?
No.
I try to understand it and appreciate and respect it, but I'm more old school. You're either good enough to win or you're not.
But
baseball is about playing the percentages. Obviously, if you bring in a pinch hitter who's had a good record against the reliever, you know, late in the game. Yeah, okay, you play the percentages. That's basically all analytics is, right?
Yeah, but, you know, also the shift. You know, there's some people in baseball want to do away with the shift, saying you have to have two defenders on one side of the bag of second, two on the other, traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have all eight of them other than the pitcher go stand in the right field if you want to, right?
I mean, technically, yeah.
I mean, there's no saying it's, right. You know, like.
But how about this? If I'm a left-handed batter and everybody shift to the right side, you're telling me I can't learn how to poke a shot to the left side of the infield where there's nobody there?
But if you're taking a power left-handed hitter's bat away, then the defense wins. Because, hey, I let him little punch singles all the time. I don't want him banging things over or off the wall.
Yeah. I got you. Well, yeah.
It just depends on situation, too.
I understand. Yeah, so, I understand.
Yeah. Let's do this. I know we ran long with that one. Let's do this. Let's take a break.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Napa Know How.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on 3 or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Becomes mostly cloudy with a shower or two tonight, low 36. Turns out mostly sunny on Wednesday, high 54. Sunshine Thursday, high 62. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You know, we were talking about baseball. I love baseball. Nothing like watching a game with great weather, a cold drink, and action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. App is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game. And when you win, FanDuel gets you your money in as little as 24 hours. I've been telling you, watch the pitchers, watch the pitchers. Last night, the number one pitcher for the Brewers, Brandon Woodruff, against the number one pitcher for the Padres, Joe Musgrove, 3-1. the under hit. Just telling you, pitching right now is so far ahead of the batting that it'll catch up a little bit down the road. But download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Greg P to get on the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
So that promo code is Greg. I'm going to write this down. Greg P.
You're going to run out of ink over there. 21 plus and older. 21 plus. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First line. Online real money wager for only for the risk-free bet. Refund issues as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call TN Redline, 1-800-889-9789. Yeah, I was up till midnight last night watching the Brewers beat the Padres. Padres were coming off a huge...
Very emotional series with the Dodgers.
And guess what? Thursday... Another four-game series with the Dodgers in San Diego.
I caught quite a few of that, a lot of that series. That was fun to watch. I mean, these teams don't like each other, and they're going at it.
Well, I love the spot where the Brewers are in, right in the middle of that. You know, they're coming off three with the Dodgers in L.A. They got four with the Dodgers in San Diego. So they got three against the lowly little Brewers. I'm already ahead of the game. I say, give me one out of three, and we'll move on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, hey, coming up next hour, Teresa Walker and your phone calls. Hang out.
WPDQ Transpar.
On air and online, sports radio, WNSR,
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Jury deliberations have resumed in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
The jury resumed deliberating at 8 a.m. local time. This will be their first full day of deliberation after getting only a few hours in yesterday. The jury has a laptop that they can reference all the exhibits and evidence from the trial. If they have questions, they will notify the court, and the court will conduct a Zoom video session to instruct them rather than reconvening in person. Mark Remillard, ABC News, Minneapolis.
A CDC advisory panel is set to meet at the end of the week to determine whether administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine should continue. Health officials are still trying to determine if blood clots are a potential side effect of the shot. The White House continues pushing the infrastructure plan. The Biden administration is pledging to make all American-made buses zero emission by the year 2030. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, has pledged to spend $1 billion to confront the city's homelessness problem. This is ABC News.
What are real people saying about Skechers ArchFit footwear? Joe from Hilton Head says, excellent product. I need arch support, and these shoes have it. Joe, Skechers ArchFit don't just have arch support. They have podiatrist-certified arch support that was developed with over 20 years of data. These shoes are great for virtually everybody. Next, Pete from New York writes, great for walking. I stand a lot of work, and the ArchFit keeps me comfortable. My feet don't feel tired at the end of the day. Okay, Pete gets it. He's walking, working, just living at Skechers ArchFit. And since ArchFit are the ultimate solution for all-day comfort, his feet still feel good after a long, long day. Now let's hear what Retired for Life from Florida has to say. Bought these for use as everyday wear shoes. The arch support is amazing. All right, look, she's getting the support she needs, and she's also sneaky smart wearing these every day because Skechers ArchFit are machine washable, so you can keep them looking great no matter how much you wear them. She's a genius. Feel for yourself what everybody's raving about. Find podiatrist-certified Skechers ArchFit at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys.
Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold!
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Against all odds and defying all logic.
From the Nashville Sports Radio Media Complex, welcome back to the Greg Bogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now at 844-5600. Download the WNSR app and take us with you.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
It's patriotic. It's perfect.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. Teresa Walker, Associated Press, in about 20 minutes or so, usually on Monday, but she's Tuesday this week.
Yeah. We're flexible. She's a Hall of Fame writer, so whenever she wants to come on, as long as she wants to come on, we put her on.
We had Hall of Famer Hope Hines, Hall of Famer Teresa Walker. What are we doing? I feel like some brown socks with a black tuxedo. I just don't fit in.
I like that.
I don't know that I've used that one with you before.
Yeah, I don't think you have.
615-844-56.
You've used a lot of dad jokes, and that's not one of them. No. So.
Let's go to the borough. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, guys? I want to say I enjoyed you. You thought I was talking about Eddie George and Sanders, but difference between them two is this. Deion Sanders told you the swag of Jackson State. Of course, they might have been in the football playoffs back in the day, but they're not going to do it now. They got that championship game business, and they're not going to win the playoffs. And Eddie George, if Tennessee State's good enough and they win the OVC, he can be in the playoffs. That's the difference. He can play for a national championship.
Let's explain, people, what you're talking about, okay? The SWAC and the MEAC, instead of going to the FCS playoffs every year, they send their two champions to Atlanta to play in HBCU Classic or whatever you want. It's not necessarily an HBCU championship because, obviously, it doesn't involve all the HBCUs. There's many of them playing football around the country. But, yeah, that's another reason I'm glad TSU is in the OVC and not the SWAC. You win the OVC like Jacksonville State did. They're playing this coming Saturday in the FCS playoffs. You can play for a national mm-hmm. championship.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the difference between the two is Eddie George or whatever. I mean, if the team's good enough, I don't know what town he'll bring in and all that, but if they do win the OVC, like you say, they can go to the playoffs or, like, say, at large if they're good enough. I mean, you know, of course, but I know the parents came out this weekend and some of them schools in it. I didn't know they had football. Like the one Jacksonville State's playing, they're playing Davidson. I had no idea they even had football, you know. And, you know, I saw that VMI's in the playoffs and they've never been in the first conference title they've won since the 70s, so, you know, stuff like that. But it was kind of interesting to see all the teams in who's going to play and, you know, and such as that. And I saw where your favorite buddy and mine, the guys, Missouri State, that great man that coached at Louisville, Arkansas, Bobby Petrino, will be in the playoffs this weekend at Missouri State. You know, he'll be advancing on. He'll be in the playoffs. So I know y'all, that Rivington TV, y'all be trying to get online to watch that.
Well, one thing, whether y'all, you like him or not, he can coach. You know,
ain't no doubt about that.
It was sort of like Patino. I think Patino is a piece of crap. Okay, but the man can coach.
How do you really feel? Don't hold back.
Really? I didn't know you hadn't seen all that much, Greg.
No, I mean, I just think. I mean, it's not a. I mean, just the body of work speaks for itself.
Well, I didn't know that.
Do you want me to run it down for you there?
I know it all.
Okay,
don't even explain it. Two national championships, two different.
Oh, yeah, I just said the man can coach. I just said the man can coach his butt off, yes.
And then all the stuff at Louisville, we don't want to go on that. So, I mean, that's another story. So, I mean, you know, he's coaching Iona now, and that's fine. He'll coach a few more years and retire. So that's what he wants to do. I think he wants to coach 5-6 more years and retire, so, you know, and everything. So, I mean, that's what he wants to do. And, you know, that's fine, but and all that, but now, just like you said, it was an interesting interview with those guys. And Burton, I've always wanted to ask you this: with Hope Hines, his famous line when he said "roll with Tate JB," did he mean you or somebody else?
He did not mean me.
Just want you to comment. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jeff.
There was. Have you heard that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a cameraman. I think his name was Jimmy Bewley, maybe. But there was a JB. Yeah. He was a cameraman.
You always say, "Roll the tape, JB."
Roll the tape.
JB. I actually say that once in a while.
But that's not you. Right?
That's not me. No. Okay. It's not me. But thank you for asking, Jeff. No,
he got off quickly too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Got the gig in. So.
He did something smart for a change.
But break down your. I was going to ask him to have him break down your NFL coverage, but in the Titans.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff will be on next week. We'll break down the draft. He's you know Jeff's going to come on. We're going to go through some mocks like we did yesterday.
Yeah.
All things Titans football, and you know,
the draft's what, 2 weeks from Thursday night. Yeah, first round. It's crazy, isn't it?
2 weeks?
Is it 2 weeks?
It's 1 week.
Good Lord, it is.
In 9 days,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, it's 1 week. 1 week from Thursday. Well, the first round, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Round one Thursday. Rounds two and three, I believe, Friday. Everything else Saturday.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2:30. It's crazy.
9 days, my friend.
Yeah. And on the 29th here on Nashville Sports Radio, you can listen to the draft special with Zach Williams and Ray Dosky beginning at 6:30 on Night One of Draft.
Yes.
So we will have NFL draft coverage right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Make sure you're following along. Make sure you're tuning in. Those guys will be on talking about it from a local perspective, reacting to all the picks, and giving you the best draft coverage in Nashville.
I love Ray. I see Ray every Saturday morning. He's a cool dude.
He's a good man.
Zach, not so much.
Make sure you.
I don't know Zach that well.
Yeah.
Well, if you love Ray, make sure you promote that event for them next Friday night, 6:30 here on Nashville Sports Radio.
He does all of our Saturday producing.
Yeah, he's a hardworking guy, good guy, like you said. You know, so.
Got a very successful, what is it, podcast on his Instagram account. I think he's got like 16,000.
Yeah, he does an NFL talk. Yeah. A lot of NFL talk. He's a Mid-Atlantic guy, a big Washington fan. And, loves to jawbone about the National Football League. And don't we all?
He loves the NBA, too. I tell you, we have, as a matter of fact, on our shoot-around show, which this will be our last one. I've started the first Saturday in December and with Tom Hodges and myself. This one will be our... we're double dipping on our legends.
Pardon me?
Yes, we are. We're double dipping. We're not double dipping. We're going to have Donnie Tindall, who is, of course, the former Tennessee coach. I think totally. I know Gentry Estes had a huge takeout story on him, which I read. And if you read that, he got 10 years of show calls, which is...
Yeah, I started to read that and they didn't finish it.
It's just ridiculous. That's what Dave...
Came out a couple weeks ago,
Dave, yeah, that was past Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's what Dave Bliss got for trying to cover up a murder, you know, by one of his players,
Right.
So, and then also Bubba Wells, at one time, the all-time leading scorer in the OVC, Austin Peay legend, played for the Dallas Mavericks, among other NBA teams. So we're double-dipping on our last one. But Donnie's, and Tom will tell you, as good a coach as he's ever seen. He was on the LSU staff with John Brady, the head coach, Kermit Davis, the assistant. And when Kermit got the MTSU job, he brought Donnie with him.
Right.
And so I got to know Donnie then. And
seems he like got, a really
he
cool
got,
guy.
He got totally by the, you know what, by the NCAA.
Yeah.
They made an example.
He got blanked.
Yep, he did.
Can I, real quick,
go wherever you want.
Can I read this tweet that A.J. Brown just sent out, the Titans wide receiver? Says, this is from A.J. Brown's verified Twitter account. I just retweeted it on my timeline at JohnBurton32. NFL, will y'all please leave me alone with the drug test? Third one this offseason. I don't even drink protein milk. Chill on me. I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, I guess that's just a normal. I don't think he's in any kind of protocol, right? Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you know, but I've heard stories, you know, I'm sure you have, we all have, we're all friends with you know, NFL players, current or former, and, you know, basically you can get a test. Remember when we had Gerard Cherry on, the Tom Brady's former teammate? You know, he tells stories all the time about, like, he'd be on vacation with his family or whatever, and, you know, someone would be knocking on his hotel door, be like, hey, we're from the NFL, you know, we need you to pee in this cup. Seriously, you can get, doesn't matter where you are, they track where you are, supposedly now.
Yeah.
The NFL just tracks where you are, and at any time, they can come knocking on your door and say, please pee in this cup. Uh-huh. You're taking a drug test. So
that's Big Brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's also Eric Reed of the Carolina Panthers mm-hmm. was tested, I believe, once every other week for an entire season when he was, of course, friends with Colin Kaepernick, and there was a little bit of a thought that maybe the league was putting a little bit of an extra press on him for no reason. But if you remember, he was posting all of those letters. He was getting them about once every 9 or 10 days over the course of an entire season. Never failed one of the tests and never had an issue with it, but the NFL was definitely using that process to put a little bit of extra pressure on somebody who's, well, frankly, someone's opinions they didn't right. seem to care for at the time. You hate to see things like that, and you hope that it's not something like that. Some players that are more outspoken on social media, mm-hmm. some players that have more opinions, mm-hmm. you just hope that it's not something like, hey, this guy sure is popping off a lot on his Twitter account. We better make sure we make his life more difficult.
I'm not so sure that the NFL initiated that. That might have came from someplace else.
Well, let's hope it's not an issue.
I think the NFL can be vindictive if you disagree with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And they did a 180. They did a 180 the past year on that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. I want to get Gerard back on the show at some point and have him tell a story. I believe he told a story about, like, he was in Hawaii somewhere, or maybe Cancun, Mexico. He's just on a vacation off season, and as the story goes, if I remember correctly, he got a knock on his hotel door. You know, sometime in the morning, and they're like, "Hi, we're from the NFL. Can you pee for us, please?" That's amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. 615-844-5600. Just get a call or two.
Yep,
Kevin. Good morning.
What do you say? How we doing?
What's
Kevin,
up, Kevin?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. And you were talking about Donnie Tindall. Didn't he just win a national championship at JUCO or something?
He has got his team in the National Junior College Championship, Chipola Junior College. He won his conference and he won his region or whatever the process is. But he's in the national tournament out in Hutchinson, Kansas this week. And I'm gonna look up see when his team plays. So.
Okay, so is he like in Florida or somewhere?
Chipola Junior College down. It's right north of Fort Walton.
I thought you were gonna say Chipotle.
Well, that's hungry. Not a bad place to be.
Neither is Chipotle.
Man, you talk about X and O's, dude. No, I will put him up with just about anybody when it comes to X's and O's.
He's a basketball savant, is what he is. He really is.
And man, I liked him when he was at Tennessee. I hate the way it went down, but. I mean, I know Tennessee had to do what they had to do. I mean,
yeah, but they threw him under the bus and then backed over him 8 times.
How's that, Greg?
Well, because they fired him before there was any proof of anything. They fired him on what they think might have happened, not what did happen and what came out maybe eventually did. But, I mean, they washed their hands of him even before he had in my mind, you're guilty. I guess you're guilty until you're proven innocent there.
Well, everything happened at Southern Miss, right? So they had
even more to the point, right? And it was one person that the NCAA went on, one guy that he didn't bring with him from Southern Miss that went after him. One guy, you had 75 witnesses on his side, and you had one on the other, and that's what they stuck him with.
Well, I mean, obviously. Something was there because he's got a 10-year show call.
Yeah, same as Dave Bliss. That makes Kevin don't start with me.
I ain't trying to start anything. I'm just saying something was up before they gave him 10 years. I mean, I love the guy. I really liked him, man. I thought he was a hell of a coach. But they had to do something. I mean, they couldn't just keep him. But anyway, you guys were talking about that Milton kid that just transferred.
Yeah.
That he's from, I think, the Orlando area, so that's UCF's in that area. So Heupel has got a reputation of developing quarterbacks. He obviously knows this kid from his high school days, so maybe he had a relationship with him. So
he actually recruited him when he was at Missouri as the offensive coordinator. I don't think their paths crossed when he was at Central Florida. I think maybe he was already gone. But I don't know. But we'll see. I don't know that.
Somebody's going to transfer now. I mean, that's a lot of quarterbacks. So somebody's going to be gone. It'd be interesting who does it. But, Hooker, he didn't transfer in here to sit the bench. And this good Milton kid, you know, he's not transferring in to sit the bench. So you got a five-star Bailey who, you know, he's probably like going, what's going on? So be interesting to see who bails.
Yep.
But I'm going up there this Saturday and hang out with the family and watch a little orange and white action, see what happens.
All right.
Enjoy yourself, man.
See you, Kevin.
All right. See y'all. Have a good one.
615-844-5600. I guess, yeah, don't get me started on Donnie. I just thought he got totally screwed.
Yeah, he touched the nerve there.
615-844-5600. 3 years, okay? Yeah. Like what Bruce Pearl got or what a few others got, but what he got was...
Did he get a 10-year show
10
cost?
Years.
Yeah.
Nuts.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah. 615-844-5600. Dane, good morning.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time, but... But
Hold on, let's try this again. Rewind it. Let's go to the phones. Dane, good morning.
Dane.
Oh, he brought it on. He brought it on the retake. But anyway, Kevin kind of stole my thunder. But Greg, if you could send. I don't have his phone number. Send him my phone number and tell him to call me up here.
Who, Kevin?
Come up here and tailgate with us Saturday.
Okay, I'll hook you two up. I'm just going to give both your phone numbers over the air right now.
just text him.
I will.
We're more than likely we're going to be on that upper lot over there across from Stokely. I guess that's where we'll be. I don't know, but we're going up there Friday. But but anyway, that's what I was calling. He kind of stole my thunder. What did y'all make of the Michigan transfer up there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pretty crowded quarterback room right now, with five QBs on scholars. They're not going to keep all of them, so.
Well, he's got a big arm. Yeah. Accuracy, maybe some issue there, but he's big, 6'5", 243. And obviously Heupel and his staff saw enough in spring of Maurer, Bailey, Hooker, and then and Salter obviously suspended. But that should tell you of the current Vols in there, what they think of him, quite frankly. Maybe Hooker, but I would be surprised if Maurer and Bailey, either one of them, remain, quite frankly.
And then I'd like to have Charlie's – what's Charlie's gut feeling on the Predators run here?
You mean for the regular season, the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean what's going on for this week.
I think they're going to handle their business in Chicago. I see no worse than a split Wednesday night. A little bit of a concern for me. Chicago, I think, is going to bring a lot of sandpaper to that game. But Friday night, I think the Preds are going to be all right. So as long as they get the split, they'll go 7-1 against Chicago this season. And I think as long as they handle their head-to-head, they'll be fine to get into the playoffs.
I'm kind of excited for them because I can remember that, especially listening to you guys a little bit earlier, you know, like not too many weeks ago, it was almost like they were left for dead, and now they're in the mix.
You're 100% right, and they were left for dead, and if they hadn't picked themselves up by their own bootstraps and tied those skate laces tight and gone out there and made it happen for themselves, we would be talking about a whole different roster of players right now, and certainly we'd be winding down the coverage here on Nashville Sports Radio. So you're right, Dane, the team did it on their own. They did it within the locker room from within. They did it with youth. They did it with players from the system, and now it's a lot of fun to watch, and we'll continue tracking and covering it, and I always appreciate your support here.
But anyway, and then John, pull those big John Merritt tapes and get them on the air, man. Because he'll be sitting on the set smoking a cigar. You know?
I heard John was quite the character, man.
Greg's 100% right. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go, oh man, John Merritt. If somebody was over at your house on Sunday or something, we would tune in. He was a character, man. I mean, Greg's 100% right about that. I mean, and Greg, do you know the story that Joe Biddle used to tell when he drove to Mobile trying to get the kid that signed from the high school down there, and he was worried about him going to that Eddie Robinson was going to get him at Grambling, and he drove all the way to Mobile, and he went in the locker room, and the kid was in the shower after the practice. You know, he had that long trench coat on, that fedora, smoking that cigar. He just walks in the shower and hugs him. He goes, "Are you still my boy?" And the kid, he said, "I'm still with you, coach." And he turned around, walked out, and got in his Cadillac and came back to Nashville. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Joe Biddle always told the story better, but I heard him tell the story a couple of times on there. And I always thought that was pretty entertaining.
I heard a story that John Merritt and another guy were out on a recruiting trip in the deep south, and you got to remember, you know, and goes
all that comes with that,
and they couldn't find a place to stay, and they were in a restaurant, and the sheriff came to see who these out-of-towners were, and they were looking for a place to stay. They were recruiting, passing through, and by the end of the conversation, he had charmed the sheriff so much that the sheriff put John Merritt and his assistant coach in jail, let him stay in jail overnight. They said, let's let him stay in jail. Because he didn't have a place to stay. So,
yeah,
hey, Dane, go ahead, Dane.
See y'all later.
All right. Thank you, Dane. All right, let's take a break. Coming up after it from the AP, Teresa Walker.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 74. Becomes mostly cloudy with a shower or two tonight, low 36. Turns out mostly sunny on Wednesday, high 54. Sunshine Thursday, high 62. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Haul, coldest team in town. Teresa Walker, usually on Monday, but today's Tuesday, and we have her today. We have her right now, as a matter of fact, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Hello, Teresa.
T.
Good morning, Greg and JB. Thank you so much for your flexibility. Time sometimes gets away from you in the doctor's office. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know all too well.
No, we just thought it was because the Braves took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, but no, I don't.
Wow.
He went there.
Yeah.
He went there.
Wow. Nice talking to you, Teresa. We'll talk to you next week. right, goodbye. T, I wanted to ask you about this whole deal with the NFL offseason program. A lot of players saying, you know, we don't want to have to do the in-person workouts and that kind of thing. And the NFL has kind of, you know, worked with the Players Association a little bit, loosening things up. You know, really with no off-season program last year, just training camp and a very, you know, a very different type of training camp with COVID. I thought the quality of ball was pretty good last year in the NFL. Where are you at with this whole situation with the NFLPA and the NFL vis-a-vis off-season workouts, et cetera?
Well, J.C. Treader, the president of the NFL Players Association, has been making the argument since December that, you know, things went well this year. You know, the virtual meetings, you know, the virtual off-season program where they didn't work together until they got to training camp, that the injuries were down, you know, play was up. I mean, the scores were, you know, up and things like that. But here's the thing. Look at the Titans rookie class. You know, they kind of needed, they were trying to rely heavily on that rookie class. Will be even more so this year with the number of draft picks they've got coming in and the holes they've got to fill. But, if they'd had any kind of an off season last year, even if it was some of the OTAs, some of the mini camp, and what the NFL is saying is like, okay, work virtually through this first phase, still do a rookie mini camp, do the 10 OTAs, but, do the meetings virtually. You know, players come in and work out in the facilities where, you know, there's protocols and things like that to help keep them safe. And if you've watched any videos on the interwebs and such or social media, you've seen players working out. You know, they're tweeting videos of them lifting, whether it's Derrick Henry and his insane workouts. But you're seeing these players working to prepare themselves for the season. And, you know, the Players Association's arguing we can keep doing this on our own and stay safe. The NFL is saying, well, you know, we got through last season pretty safe. We've got these protocols. We want you, please get vaccinated. They're not mandating it, but they still want the on the field workouts, the 10 OTAs and the mini camp. And that's where the Players Association is balking at. So, you know, this fight is just beginning at this point. And here's the thing. You know, I think it was 16 teams that said that, you know, we're not going to come, and yet you had players from some of those teams actually show up yesterday. So half the teams seem to be on it. Half the teams maybe are on it. So, you know, this is where any labor movement struggles. You've got to have, unanimity across the board to hold your line in the argument you're trying to make. And right now they've got some holes.
Teresa Walker with us, Associated Press. Oh, by the way, I've looked this up. It took me 10 minutes to do it. Chipola Junior College will play its first game tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central in the National Junior College Championship. Of course, Donnie Tindall, the coaching there, I thought, as you go back and look at the story Gentry Estes wrote on him, a big takeout piece in the Tennessean this past Sunday. So will you do a mock draft? Will you do a first round, or will you do that? Or you just I'm like the stock market. Just tell me how it closes.
Okay? Yeah, do you have a big board at home there, T?
I don't have a big board. And, guys, you can do that when your team's picking in the top 10, right?
Yep.
You know, we kind of knew, in, 2015 that it was going to be Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston. And, it's easier to pick that. Then you get out of that top five. There's just so many variables. And I went into journalism to get away from math, okay? And this is a variation of math. I mean, literally, you could do a board that shows, they're picking 22nd. There's 21 players going to be taken ahead of them. You can make 21 different draft boards, okay, if you want it to be, kind of insane, I think. And look at these mock drafts, Some of them kind of stay the same. Some of them start changing as guys get hotter and colder and, with what they're hearing and stuff. But two things. Besides the fact that, you could literally have them taking, pass rusher, cornerback, wide receiver. One of those three is who I think they take at number, their first pick. Why? They haven't needed all three spots. I do put cornerback and receiver a little bit ahead of pass rusher because, they've got Bud Dupree and Harold Landry, so they're looking for kind of a third guy to, bulk up the depth. They need a wide receiver to come in along with Josh Reynolds, A.J. Brown. I'm going to need to see a little bit more Nick Westbrook-Ikhina to be as sold on him as apparently the Titans coaching staff is. But we see that, you know, the attrition that injuries can take on cornerback and wide receiver specifically, and they don't have the numbers there. So they're going to take somebody there. Best possible, I guarantee you this, next Thursday night when they take somebody, it's going to be the guy who is at the top of their board.
Yep.
It's going to be the guy that they've been wanting,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't be happier about that, no matter the position. So this is going to be my 25th draft, I think. No, 24th, because they did 97 back in Houston. So number 24, and those things just don't change. So they're going to take somebody, and I will write who it is when they make that pick. Second and third round is going to be the same, but I can guarantee you when they get done with this draft, there's going to be an offensive lineman in there. There's going to be a cornerback. There's going to be a wide receiver. Maybe they get lucky and get a tight end. There's going to be another cornerback, maybe another linebacker. You know, so I can almost tell you the positions they're going to take. The players now, stay tuned.
Yep.
Well, certainly with that, is there a thought that they can move back and get more draft capital and still get a quality pick, a wide receiver, cornerback rush in later on? Because I know the cornerback in the wide receiver draft class is deep. And so do they
edge rush is a little top heavy.
Yeah.
You got about four guys, and after that it kind of falls off.
Well, and that's the thing. If one of those guys is still kind of hanging around, we've seen John Robinson. He's not afraid to go up a couple spots if he needs to. So, you know, for all the talk of, you know, building up some draft picks, you know, based on the production and, you know, the fact that their number one draft pick last year is no longer on the roster or in the NFL, you know, yeah, adding some draft capital is never a bad thing. But, you know, we've seen John Robinson. He's not afraid to move up a couple spots if he needs to. So if one of those edge pass rushers starts falling down, guys, I won't be surprised if that's who he takes. So, you know, that and because of the depth at cornerback and wide receiver, as you mentioned, Greg, that allows some flexibility there with that first round pick. You know, so, you know, trade up, down, slide around, you know, but whoever they get, absolutely the person they wanted.
T, this is our first chance to get your reaction to the Eddie George hiring at Tennessee State. Obviously, Eddie, a guy you covered for many years with the Tennessee Titans. What are your initial thoughts on the hire and the move?
Well, to me, it's a little bit more of a better move in a way than Jackson State hiring Deion Sanders, because while Deion Sanders has undoubtedly brought attention to that, you know, Eddie George has been a guy who's in Nashville. In Nashville, he is a brand. Besides the fact that he's a national brand, you know, a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, over 10,000 yards rushing in the NFL, et cetera. You know, this is a guy who just kind of embodies, I mean, anytime the Convention and Visitors Bureau or somebody needs something, Eddie's there. You know, talking about the draft, he was there. You know, if it's promoting this or that, he's a guy that they can tap on and have to, you know, help be kind of a face of this city in a way, you know, aside from the music industry. So, you know, there are people who are going to pay attention now to TSU here in town who probably gave no thought about TSU beforehand. And then you get that national tie-in. Guys, I went to the introduction of Eddie last Tuesday. I don't go usually to the announcements of a TSU coach unless there's another reason. Eddie George was that reason. So, you know, it's like when I covered when Teresa Phillips coached the TSU men up at Austin Peay because, you know, they'd fired, you know, Nolan Richardson and the whole gun on Christmas Day thing. I covered that game. I rarely cover those kind of games unless there's a reason nationally, and he's bringing that attention, and it's only going to grow as he starts building his coaching roster and they start preparing for the season. Guys, the Southern Heritage Classic, Deion on one side, Eddie on the other, that's going to be must-see TV because, you know, more so because of the coaches. So, you know, the challenge is going to be what he does with them on the field, you know, and that's where it's going to be incumbent on this coaching staff that he puts together and the money that he's bringing in, because, you know, there's no coincidence that Nikki Allen started a fundraiser, you know, for TSU that afternoon. It's the, you know, strike while the iron's hot. Get the attention, get the money, and that's what TSU desperately needs. They need money to help them compete. You know, Rod Reed told reporters on his last day last week that, you know, that they hadn't really had a summer program, that they, you know, the recruiting budget had been kind of cut, you know, a lot in the last 5 years. So, you know, those are areas that Eddie's name instantly helps start boosting some of that stuff. And, you know, hey, with this move, we've seen the move of top talent and top recruits going to HBCUs. for a good reason. You know, why not go there? Why go to a Power Five? And so guess what? There's nothing to say that that can't happen in college now, in football, and bring some of that talent to Tennessee State. You know, Tennessee State has a very long history of sending players not just to the NFL but to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
So guess what? You show that you've got a staff that can help people do that, players will come, and you know, you start winning games. It all works together to get more resources for the program and for the university as a whole. It's a smart move by Mickey Allen and Tennessee State.
T, I got to tell you, lost in all that last week. I thought Vanderbilt women's basketball made a home run hire in Shea Ralph. What say you?
Completely agree. Now, granted, she's a first-time head coach. She's going to have to prove that she can do that. But, it's not like she's been at UConn for her entire career. You know, she did have 5 seasons at Pittsburgh on the bench as an assistant there, and they won there as well. So she certainly knows what it takes to win. She knows how to deal with things in game situations, and she knows how to get top talent, help and get it onto campus and how to coach it and get it better. So what's not to like there? And think about it. Now they've got this $300 million renovation plan. They're going to be getting the women their own practice court, improving their locker rooms as well. So this just wasn't for football and the men and men's basketball. So now you've got some improvements coming. You've got Shea Ralph to help sell those, and a historic place in Memorial Gym, and a program that is used to it. Guys, my first season on the beat, Vanderbilt women went to the Final Four. Mm. Okay, now it's kind of downhill from there, but they have got a lot of success in that program's history, and credit Candace Lee and the Chancellor Daniel Diermeier for swinging for the fences. They went and asked. People just assumed that she was never going to leave Connecticut. It's like you're at the bar. There's a beautiful, woman or a handsome guy. You never know unless you go up and say, hi, how you doing? And that's what they did. And now they've got Shea Ralph on their campus to try to rebuild this program.
Is that how it works, Johnny Nashville?
Oh, you know it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no, right, T?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We got a minute or two. The Preds, the three-game series with the Blackhawks, won in the books last night, 5-2. Tomorrow night, 6:00, the NBC Sports Network game, and then Chicago Friday as well. Dallas creeping back into the picture with the three games in hand, and still taking care of business. Getting DeShane back, he scored his first time in a couple months. So. Certainly, as they start getting healthy, Forsberg, whenever he comes back, Tolvanen as well, and wherever they mix and match. But they're on a roll right now, and they own the Blackhawks, quite frankly, 6-0 this season.
Well, absolutely. But, guys, they still have 2 games left against Florida. They've got, Dallas and Carolina. So they're going to have to show that, they've got to keep beating Chicago. They're going to have to beat Dallas. But Dallas has got 3 games in hand on them. And 3 points back. So the Stars absolutely can chase them down if the Predators don't show that they can beat, some of these top teams in their division. They're going to have to get a win or two against Florida, and Carolina. I mean, think about it. These final 2 games of the season against Carolina absolutely could decide, whether they're in or they're out. And, they have no room for error. That as bad as that start was, the reason we all thought that they were going to sell on the trade deadline was because they were so far down. And while they're in the 4th spot, they cannot let up.
Teresa, thank you. We'll hook back up on Monday morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, T.
Teresa Walker with the Associated Press. Hey, we're wide open to the top of the hour. You want to give us a call, please do. 615-844-5600.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison and check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson. And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
The 2021 NFL Draft is coming to Cleveland, and you can be a part of the action at the NFL Draft Experience.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
Taking place outside First Energy Stadium, April 29th through May 1st, the 2021 NFL Draft Experience is a free football celebration and open to families and fans of all ages.
With the first pick.
Spaces are limited, and you must sign up for tickets in advance. Download NFL One Pass today to reserve your free ticket. Tickets will sell out. Watch the draft live on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. 615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pug, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. So we're looks like Daquan Jones is going to become a Carolina Panther. Had them over there. He, you know, fourth round pick in 2014. He had a nice run with the Titans. 99 games, 235 career tackles, 9 sacks, and just was a plug in the middle, right? You know, for this team for 5 years.
Yeah,
right?
Solid, yeah. Dependable player. You know. And grew to be a real leader in that locker room as well.
So he'll land, of course, with the addition of who Titans brought in. What, I guess, Denico Autry, right?
Yeah.
In that spot. So,
right.
And then we're looking for
Denico
others.
Autry brings a little bit more pass rush from that interior defensive line position.
Yeah,
which is definitely what this defense needs.
But right next to Simmons, them two together.
Yeah,
man,
that could be something.
Pick, you can't double team both of them.
That's
can
right.
You?
That's right.
And wasn't it the read that on like 2/3 of the plays that Autry played, he was double teamed. Remember that?
When I
he
do.
Was first,
yeah.
There was,
yeah.
It was like something like 65% of the plays he played, he was double teamed.
You're right, and you bring up a good point. You know, if he's next to Big Jeff, you can't double team them both, and chances are one or both of those guys are going to beat their one on ones. So, it's a matchup problem for opposing offenses. And when's the last time I said that about the Titans defense? Probably when Dean Pease was the DC.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call. And, you know, I guess I'm not smart enough to know what's going on with this, the Super League in the European soccer, where some of the big ones are pulling out and creating their own Super League.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like what the SEC was threatening to do a few years ago, was it not?
Yeah, and so, but...
What is the basis of that? I don't know. Full disclosure, I've been following that story very closely.
Well, me either, of course, and that's what I said. Well, I shouldn't even brought it up because I didn't know enough about it to talk about it. But anyway, I know there's going to be a soccer Super League with the Jake's the guy. You know, we'll grab him when he's in here one day and put
no,
him in.
No, he's not. He doesn't follow anything. He doesn't know anything. It's a bunch of teams trying to break away and form their own league. It's getting much more massive blowback than they could have ever anticipated. The teams that are going to remain in these leagues are looking to set certain classifications and ban them from being able to compete in the World Cup, being able to compete in other world events and tournaments. And basically, it's the winners want to take everything away from the rest of the league and move on. Think of it as being the top four teams from every conference in college football, Greg, going and forming their own college football national championship division and not allowing the rest of the teams in the United States to play for it. It's something that's not going to happen. It's not going to pass. And frankly, the fans are so damn upset about this. And some of the other teams, some of the other franchises are so angry about it that there's going to be fallout that lasts for years. Even if this completely falls on its face and fails, there will be fallout from fan bases for many, many years to come.
Well, just reading, you know, with this Super League announcement that each team will get about $4.2 billion in establishing this, and it's the 12 teams from the Premier League, six from the Premier League in England, United, Liverpool, Manchester City, Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham, and I know enough of, you know, just to know that how big those are. It's I've read it's caused quite a stir over there.
Pick any sport you want. Yeah. Pick Major League Baseball. So then what, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers go form their own new baseball league, and they only compete amongst themselves. It's something that's not going to work. I understand these top-heavy money-making clubs think that they control the world and they want to control all of the leagues and all of the money, but that's not the way it's going to work out. And just because they're on top right now doesn't mean they're going to be on top forever, or were they on top forever. So this is one of those opportunities where it's a bunch of business guys got together and thought they had a great idea, and it's been met with incredible resistance. And I'm telling you right now, Greg, if they go through with it, and they do end up banning all of these players from being able to compete in the World Cup and in international tournament play, that's leverage that goes well beyond any monetary gains. These players want to play in the World Cup. They want to represent their nations. And, you know, if the penalty is sign with that league and you'll never play in an international competition again, I don't think that league's going to be able to hold the weight that it wants.
Now, it's going to be interesting to see what... I guess it would be FIFA, right, that would be handling just who plays. Yeah, it's those things.
Well, I can tell you right now, one of the clubs that would be remaining, not a part of this new league, has already come out and said he doesn't care what happens, whether this thing happens or not. He wants all of the teams that are even considering it banned from the current league that they're in. If it falls on its face, he wants them basically excommunicated and never to be allowed to compete again. I don't think that that's going to happen. But that's the way the feelings are starting to be drawn. People are outright saying, you wanted to defect? Well, you're gone. We don't want you back if this thing falls on its face. So it'll be a big story for a long time to come. This summer will definitely bring a lot of details. And there's no doubt. There's potentially billions of dollars on the line right here. But if the fans are going to refuse to support it and they're not going to have the players be able to compete in international competition, it's going to fail immediately.
Well, it sounds like they're destroying their golden goose. Is what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And listen, they're always going to have fan bases over there that have something to complain about, something to be angry about. That's what the EPL and some of the European soccer leagues are all about. But when it comes right down to it, if you try to break it all apart and you try to create something that only has the top clubs of the top clubs, in other words, the rich get richer while everybody else gets to compete for scraps, I don't think it's going to work. It's not something that the people who love that sport, it's not something that people who love any sport would get behind.
All right. We'll take a break and be back and wrap it up in just a few.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup.